Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 180. He holds you. Listen to this word from Isaiah 41, verse 13. For I, the Lord your God, hold your right hand. It is I who say to you, fear not, I am the one who helps you. Let that settle for a moment. Before any command, before any instruction, there is a gesture, a simple, human, profound gesture. God holds your right hand, not your left, your right, the hand of strength, the hand you reach out with, the hand you use to face the world and do your work, and sometimes, in the dark, just try to hold steady, and that is the exact hand he takes hold of. And here is what stops me every time I read this verse. It is not you gripping him. It is not your willpower, not your spiritual discipline, not your sheer determination holding this connection together. He is the one holding you. The grip is his. The steadiness is his. When you are too worn out to hold on to anything, the hand that matters is still firm. And then he speaks. He does not pretend the fear is not there. He does not look away from what you are feeling. He looks that fear directly in the eye. That specific fear, the one you are carrying today, the one that finds you at 3 in the morning when everything is quiet, and he says, do not be afraid. Not because the problem has vanished, not because everything is suddenly easy, but because the one holding you is right there beside you, and his presence is the answer to everything that frightens you. And he does not stop at, just calm down, it will pass. He makes a promise, I will help you. That is different. That is personal. Real courage is not pretending that everything is fine. Real courage is knowing who is walking with you. And when that voice says, I will help you, it is not the voice of someone who knows you from a distance. It is the voice of the one who knows your name, knows your story, knows the exact weight you have been carrying this week. Notice how he introduces himself, the Lord your God, not distant, not abstract, yours. The God who holds your hand knows what you are called, knows what you have been through, knows what it cost you to get up some mornings, and still chooses to walk close, right beside you. So when your strength runs out, and it will run out, that is not weakness. That is being human. When the ground feels unsteady and you cannot see how you will take the next step, remember this. The hand holding you has not changed. The steadiness is not yours to produce. It is his. And that is enough. Today, do this one thing. Find a quiet moment, however small. Name out loud. Not in your mind, out loud, the fear that is weighing on you most right now. Give it a name, then open your hands, literally, turn your palms up, and say to God, I trust that you hold me, and then take the next step you have been avoiding. Just the next one, not all of them, only that one, with his hand holding yours. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.